The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
I have no idea what the jury deliberate is about.
Bob McDonald's attorney Hank Asbill says he does not believe his client got a fair trial, and asked if he plans to appeal, he simply responded yes. He added that he cannot do so until after Bob and Maureen are sentenced on January 6th. This verdict, in which McDonald was convicted of 11 of 13 charges and his wife 9 of 13, surprised many. Political analyst Paul Goldman says he believed they would be convicted on some charges, but not so many.
Ironically, they were all found not guilty on the bank fraud charges, which a lot of people thought they were the most vulnerable on, and they basically lost just about every corruption charge.
Goldman says it's obvious that the jury wanted to send a message, and analyst Bob Holsworth agrees. They also agree that while Judge Spencer may not sentence them to decades in prison, they'll both do some hard time.
But Judge Spencer certainly heard what the jury said today. And the jury said that on all of the key points, Bob McDonald was guilty of public corruption and bribery, and that's not going to result in a slap on the wrist.
Holsworth says this also means that despite Virginia laws that place no limitations on intangible gifts to elected officials, many will be treading carefully, knowing that despite how grave the basis of these charges were, federal prosecutors can and will be targeting those whom they believe are abusing their power. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.